KSA News, I'm Dave Collins. A murder suspect is hospitalized after police chase ended in a shootout at a Texas Walmart store. San Antonio police say Bandera County Sheriff's deputies were trying to arrest the man on murder warrants when he fled, leading to a chase. It ended up at the Walmart store with the suspect exchanging gunshots with the deputies in the parking lot. Suspect was shot in the shoulder and then fled inside the store where more shots were fired. No one inside the store was injured. The suspect later surrendered. He's now in the hospital in stable condition. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says President Biden will get what he wants if members of the GOP caucus remove him from the speakership.
That if you did a motion to vacate, you would have to a handful of Republicans work with Adam Schiff, Eric Swalwell, Ilhan Omar, to remove the speaker. And it would be exactly what the president wants.
During an interview on Fox News Sunday Morning Futures, the California Republican said ousting him would shut down the House and stop the impeachment inquiry against President Biden. McCarthy's comments come after Florida Republican Matt Gaetz vowed to bring forward a motion to remove the speaker unless he meets conservative demands on spending cuts and policy reforms. Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy was killed.
The hunt is on for whoever killed Deputy Ryan Klickenbroomer in an ambush-style attack.
Who shoots at anybody, let alone a uniformed deputy sheriff? That's unacceptable. And when I say that the full resource of the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department and all of our law enforcement partners not going to rest until we find this individual, we need to get him off the street. He's dangerous.
That's Ryan Baker reporting. Daytime Emmy-winning actor Billy Miller has died at the age of 43. Miller, best known for his roles in General Hospital and The Young and the Restless, he has been struggling with manic depression. He would have been 44 on Sunday. This is USA News.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit. And you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
A woman tragically fell to her death while attempting to climb a border fence with Mexico and California. The incident occurred on Friday afternoon near the Otay Mesa port of entry in San Diego. Since 2019, the San Diego border has witnessed at least 16 fatal falls and over 400 reported injuries. It's an acquittal for a Texas elected official.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton has been cleared of all charges and will retain his office. State senators deliberated on 16 articles of impeachment.
This judgment will be filed with the Secretary of State, and Attorney General Warren Kenneth Paxton Jr. is hereby, at this moment, reinstated to office.
That's Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. To remove Paxton from office, he would have had to have been convicted on just one of the articles. The accusations revolved around alleged misuse of his office to assist a political donor. I'm John Schaefer.
Kansas has stopped altering transgender individual birth certificates to align with their gender identities. State Health Department's announcement on Friday is based on a recent law asserting that the state is not obligated to acknowledge the gender of transgender individuals. The iconic house featured in the movie Halloween is up for sale while set in the fictional town of Haddonville, Illinois. It is actually located in South Pasadena, California. The original 1978 film was shot on site, not a soundstage, adding to its cinematic history. Now it's available for approximately $1.8 million. Dave Collins, USA News.
Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you earn at the end of your first year, which means... Wait, hold up. Question for the audio engineer.
Go ahead.
Did I read that right? Discover automatically doubles all your cash back?
Yeah, that's what the script says.
So if I get a Discover card right now, I can earn twice the cash back.
Apparently. Wait! Unlimited first-year cash back match. Only from Discover. See terms and learn more at discover.com/match.